Hare Krishna. So this morning we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita at the end of the 16th chapter, I believe. Text 282 through the end of the chapter 290. The Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So text number 282. Aaj aila Prabhu Varsara Charimas. E Charimasa Kara Nala Nila Chalavas. E again aila Prabhu Varsara Charimas. E chari masa kara nila chale vas.
E chari masa kara nila chale
vas. E age aila prabhu vasara chari mas.
E age aila prabhu vasara chari mas.
E chari masa kara nila chale vas. Word meanings, A, just, Agi, ahead, Aila, have come, Prabhu, my Lord, Varsara Charimas, the 4 months of the rainy season, A Charimas, these 4 months, Kara, just do, Nilachale, at Jagannath Puri, Vas, living. The translation, and there are no purports to these verses, but the translations for text 282 through 290. Taking this opportunity, Gadadhar Pandit said, just now the 4 months of the rainy season have begun. You should therefore spend the next 4 months in Jagannath Puri. After remaining here for 4 months, you may be free to do as you like. Actually, no one can stop you from going or remaining. Hearing this statement, the devotees present at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stated that Gadadhar Pandit had properly presented their desire. Being requested by all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to remain at Jagannath Puri for 4 months. Hearing this, King Prataparuja became very happy. That day, Gadadhar Pandit extended an invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord took his lunch at his place with the other devotees. No ordinary human being can possibly describe Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate presentation of food and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tasting this food. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his pastimes, which are unlimited and unfathomable. Somehow or other, these have briefly been described. It is not possible to describe them elaborately. Although Lord Anantadev is always describing the pastimes of the Lord with his thousands of hoods, he cannot reach the end of even one of the Lord's pastimes. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 16th chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya's attempt to go to Vrindavan. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Hare Krishna. So it's mentioned here in the translations to these verses, the impossible task of trying to describe elaborately the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I thought that what we do this morning was try to elaborate on these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although it's not possible. It's our fortune that we can try. And so I've selected several pastimes involving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prasadam. It's mentioned here about how Gadadhar Pandit took advantage of the situation, Lord Chaitanya deciding not to go to Vrindavan after the pleas of all the devotees. He decided not to go, and so Gadadhar Pandit took the opportunity to very affectionately, it describes here, made a very affectionate presentation of food, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted that food. So prasad is mentioned, the Lord's pastimes of prasad are mentioned, and so I have selected different pastimes throughout Lord Chaitanya's lila that can help us relish the loving exchange between the Lord and his devotees. There are three ingredients in our attempt to describe these pastimes. And I say our because it's not just me, we're all going to participate in this exercise, contributing our own viewpoint, our own taste, in the different pastimes that we'll talk about. But there are three major ingredients that we want to add to our looking at these pastimes with prasadam. First is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the Channa avatar. We were hearing the other day, I think Trivikram Prabhu was talking his class. Channa avatar. So he didn't appear as the Supreme Lord. He appeared as a devotee of the Supreme Lord. And his idea was to show us how to be devotees of Krishna. Prabhupada explains how Krishna, he came, he demanded surrender. And not everyone surrendered. So he had to come again to show people how to surrender. So he came as a devotee, and he wants to be seen as a devotee. That means, conversely, that he didn't want to be seen as God. He didn't want his position as Ishvara, the supreme controller, to be prominent in his activities, in his lila. He wanted to be seen as the devotee. So that's one very important element that we're going to add to the mix of these pastimes. And the second is that Krishna is controlled by love. We know devotional service is very rare. It's described by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that pure devotional service is very rare. Why is it rare? It's rare because the Supreme Lord doesn't want everyone, he doesn't want to become everyone's servant. If love of God, which purchases Krishna, was so cheap, then he'd have to be controlled by everyone, but he doesn't want that. Because he's controlled by the love of his devotees, and that's very rare. So that's another element we'll mix into our discussion. And the third one is giving and taking prasad. That's what the pastimes we'll be discussing are about. Giving and taking prasad. A very, very prominent and important aspect of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Giving and taking prasad. This is also instructive for us, because as Rupa Goswami writes in Upadesha Amrita, Dadati Pratiginanti Guyam Akyati Prichchati Bhunkte Bhojate Chaiva Sadvidim Priti Lakshanam. Of the six exchanges, loving exchanges, experienced by devotees, giving and taking prasad are very important. They're important ways in which love is expressed by giving and taking prasad. So we can keep these three ingredients in mind as we go over different leelas that Lord Chaitanya displayed during his time on this earth in Jagannath Puri and also in Sri Mayapur Dham. So, in Mayapur, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very young boy, he was living with his parents, Jagannath Mishra, Mother Sachi, and they were very welcoming to Brahmins, sadhus, that happened to be traveling through. So one day, one Brahmin came, and he stayed with the Jagannath Mishra's family. And generally speaking, Brahmins, especially traveling Brahmins, they cook for themselves. At least this Brahmin, he cooked for himself. And so Jagannath Mishra gave him not only accommodation to stay, but facility for cooking and making an offering to his Gopal Didi. This is Gopal Didi, isn't it?
Yes.
So he gave him facility for offering to his Gopal Didi, and so the Brahmin cooked. And just imagine, if you do puja, you can relate. The Brahmin cooked, and then he was making the offering. So when he was making the offering, maybe he closed his eyes. Sometimes we offer, we bow down, we close our eyes, he's offering. You can imagine his surprise when he got up and there was Nimai eating the offering. He was shocked. You can imagine, what are you doing? You can't do that. You spoiled the offering. And of course it made a big commotion. Jagannath Mishra got upset, chastised Nimai, why are you doing like this? And he begged the Brahmin, please cook again, I'm sorry. So same thing, but this time with more surprise, and he opened his eyes. Again, Nimai was on the altar eating the offering. So Jagannath Mishra really got upset. and his son, begged the Brahmin, please cook again. And the Brahmin did cook again. And for a third time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there taking the offering. But this time he spoke to that Brahmin, why are you complaining? The person to whom you're offering is coming to take the offering. Everything is perfectly right here. Your offering is right, and I'm right coming and taking it because I'm your worshipful deity. And he displayed his form as Gopal, much to the great satisfaction and bliss of that Brahmin. So did he cook again? No, I don't think so.
No,
it was three times he cooked. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed through taking the offering, by making it prasad, taking the offering, he showed favor, great favor to that Brahmin, revealing that, finally, you can imagine after so many lifetimes of worshiping and praying that you finally get the darshan, direct darshan of your worshipful deity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this through taking the prasad offered by that Brahmin. Does anybody have any reflections on that or any particular part of that Leela that they like or have some insight to?
Prabhupada gave one of his disciples name. We used to call Kanva, but it's not Kanva, it's a Kanna. The V is silence. He was the horticulturist in my...
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Kanna Muni. That Brahmana was Kanna Muni in Krishna Lila. He came and used to take on Dadoshi Day. Mother Yashoda would give him some to cook himself in the barn. And the same Brahmana came.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, when he manifests himself as a devotee, he would go on Sankirtan with the devotees, chanting, congregational chanting throughout the Navadvip area. And this reflects the mood of Mayapur as being Audarya Dham, mercy. Vrindavan is Madhurya Bhav, the sweetness of Krishna. That same sweetness in Mayapur is manifest as mercy. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go daily in the streets and give mercy to the devotees. Not to the devotees, but to all the people in Navadvipa area. And the devotees worked hard doing that. They worked hard, just like Prabhupada established ISKCON, and devotees all over the world working so hard to spread the holy name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the example. But he didn't just give a hard task to devotees. He gave them mercy also. Particularly the devotees would go out in Sankirtan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day after chanting for several hours. They would go to one place where there was a mango tree. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reciprocate using those mangoes from that tree for his devotees' hard endeavors to give the holy name to everyone. And so he would reciprocate by giving them mangoes from that tree. But he didn't do it just in an ordinary way. After all, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he was trying to hide and be a devotee, still he performed miracles as the Supreme Lord. And under this mango tree, he performed miracles by doing what? Who can say? No skin in the mangoes. Now this is interesting, because that's how I always remember this pastime also, that the mangoes had no skin. Not only with no skin, but there were no seed either. It was just pulp. You just drink the whole thing, eat it. But then I heard recently that it wasn't that there was no skin, but there was a very thin skin. Did anybody hear that? Maybe I heard it wrong, because I was always under an impression, like you're saying, that it was no skin on those mangoes. Huh? I think from reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita. No? Somewhere this idea came that there was a very thin skin on those mangoes. But not only were the mangoes no skin, full of juice, no seed, but for 1 year, every day they would go to this tree and they would eat the mangoes. And mangoes come in the season, right? Spring they come. But this tree was giving all year long very ripe mangoes for the Lord and his devotees to enjoy, to get relief from their hard labor for spreading the holy name around. So as we endeavor to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll also get different nectar and mercy in different ways, that we can be sure of. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his example. So, the Lord's pastimes in Navadvip. Of course, we know that. Oh, yes?
I looked it up.
Okay.
The fruits were all red and yellow, with no seed inside and no skin outside. And eating one fruit would immediately fill a man's belly. In India, a mango is considered the best. It's considered best when it is red and yellow. Its seed is very small, its skin is very thin, and it is so palatable that if a person eats one fruit, he'll be satisfied. The mango is considered the king of fruits.
Okay, so the verse says no skin.
This is Madhya Lila 7. Adi Lila 1783.
Okay, well, Lord Chaitanya, we all know, broke the hearts of all the residents of Mayapur, Navadvip, by taking sannyas. But by doing so, he also revealed various lilas which gave joy to the hearts of all the devotees. When Lord Chaitanya left to try to go to Vrindavan again, he was tricked by Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu to come to the house of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, because the Lord was fasting for 3 days, when he came to the house of Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya wanted to give prasad to the Lord. And so he prepared mounds and mounds of prasadams described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very beautifully arranged. The fragrance was very nice. And he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take prasad. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just taken sannyas. And so When he came into the room and he saw the prasad, he thought, oh, this is a nice offering that was made to Krishna. But Advaitacharya indicated to him, and he said that, and then he sat down, and he said, please give me just a little rice and vegetable. And he talked to Amasanyasi that, you know, that's how a sannyasi should eat, just a little rice and vegetable. But what was Advaitacharya's response? He said, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can have all this food is for you. So please give up your pretense and just take the prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a devotee that just took sannyas. He asked for just a little rice and sabji. But because of the love of Advaitacharya, he was forced to eat a large quantity of food. The love expressed by Advaitacharya by presenting all this prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the Lord set aside his vows as a sannyasi and eat to the satisfaction of his devotee, Advaitacharya. Also, at the house of Advaitacharya, after taking sannyas, it gave an opportunity for Mother Sachi to come and see her son who had just taken sannyas. And particularly, it gave her also the opportunity to cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving prasad, preparing prasad, is a way to, she expressed her love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she got that opportunity, despite the Lord having taken sannyas. So it was again through prasad that the affection of the mother for her son could be expressed. And that way, she controlled the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see the same dynamic happening here in the last verses of the 16th chapter of Madhyalila. The Lord expressed his strong desire to go to Vrindavan, but in so many ways the devotees prevented him from going. And finally, after the Lord decided not to go, Gadadhar Pandit got the opportunity to serve prasadam in a very affectionate way to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he took it very affectionately as well. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, especially during the time of the Rath Yatra, we know the devotees would go every year from Bengal to Puri to stay the 4 months of the rainy season with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to attend the Rath Yatra festival, and they stayed there 4 months during the rainy season. And during that time, all of the devotees used to take turns inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to lunch. They would have kirtan together, and he would go from one house to the one place to the other on a rotating basis, where all the devotees got to express their affection for him by cooking lunch for him. Sometimes when, during the Rath Yatra festival, when the Gundicha Marjana cleaning of the temple, Gundicha temple was going on, the The devotees again would work very hard in cleansing the temple to the satisfaction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in response, after working so hard, the devotees were served prasadam. But they were served prasadam directly by the hand of the Supreme Lord. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had very large hands. So he would feed them large quantities of prasadam. They would sometimes complain, "I know it's too much," but he said, "What can I do? I'm just giving what my hand gives you." So, I don't know dimensions, but it's large. And the prasad was coming from his hand onto their plate, and the devotees are relishing, eating directly served by the Supreme Lord. Prasadam. Now, that's one example. He would give large quantities of prasad to the devotees when they're serving. But he was also very pleased by the opposite example of someone, and that is Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, he used to beg at the Simhaswara gate of the Jagannath temple in Puri. And he would get food given by the pilgrims. They would give prasad to him. And that's the way he would eat. But he began thinking that this is not good. I'm like a prostitute standing here thinking, this one will give, or that one will give, that one won't give. He didn't give yesterday. He gave. So he thought, no, this is not a right mentality. So he started going to the rejected, rotting prasad that was left over and just thrown out in a bin. At the Puri temple. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, to maintain his body, used to go to that place and get the rejected rice that even the cows wouldn't eat. But if it was prasad of Jagannath, even the cows wouldn't eat it. But he would take that rice and he would wash it and he would eat that. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could be invited for the finest prasadam anywhere, or take fresh Jagannath prasad from the temple. He didn't want that. He wanted to relish what his devotee, Raghunath Das Goswami, was relishing, this rejected grains of rice. And so he went there and he snatched it. And he began eating it. He said, "What is this nectar that you're hiding from me? And you're eating, you're just enjoying this by yourself. Why are you doing like this?" And he started eating that rice. And so, not just nicely cooked prasad of all varieties, but the rejected rice that was relished by his devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, relished taking that. So, this is another example of how he reciprocated with Raghunath Das Goswami for his great austerities and renunciation by appreciating him and taking the same prasad that he was taking. Of course, there were also offenses to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that also involved prasadam. Two in particular. One was Amoga, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was envious of how the Lord enjoyed with his devotees, mainly this prasad, exchanges of prasad, giving and taking prasad. And so when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, this Amoga wanted to see how he's eating. So somehow or another, even though Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took so many precautions, he was guarding the place with a stick so that the Samoga wouldn't come and disturb the Lord. But still he got in somehow or another. He got in and he said, oh, look how he's eating. And he criticized the Lord. So Sarvabhauma chased him away with the stick, but Prasad was at the center of his offense. But just to show how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, despite this offense, and despite Amoga contracting cholera or leprosy, some kind of illness he contracted as a result of his... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to him, actually, personally, and he cured him. He put his hand on him and he cured him. So merciful, even though he criticized him, upset the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to him and he cured this Amoga from his offense. Similarly, there is devotee Ramachandra Puri, who is the godbrother of Vishwar Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, both disciples of Madhavendra Puri, who has his own prasadam pastimes. This Ramachandra Puri, he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to prasad, and he fed him, force-fed him more and more and more. Here, take more, take more, take more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the grand nephew, he was not his spiritual master, but he was his godbrother, his spiritual master was Ishvar Puri. So he had some god relationship, let's say, with Ramachandra Puri. Some subordinate God relationship. And so he submissively followed this Ramachandra Puri as he was giving more and more force feeding. But as soon as he stopped, he began to criticize. I've heard that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eats too much. Now I've seen with my own hand. And he was force feeding prasad. And so this Ramachandra Puri was causing headache for all the devotees. You know, engaged him. They were just sick of him. They wish he'd go away. But what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response? Oh, he's my benefactor. I should take his instruction. So from today, I'll have half. I'll eat half of what I was eating before. And so this, that he was taking half the prasad, broke the devotees' hearts. You know, why are you doing like this? But he was very strict. He's right, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. I'm a sannyasi, I shouldn't eat so much, and so I'll cut my food. I think he cut it once in half. Did he cut it again in half? Again? And so he was doing this, and the devotees were so-called suffering from this, but actually what was their experience? It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drawing out their love from him more and more and more by restricting taking prasad. Previously, by taking prasad of Advaita Acharya, he was increasing the love of Advaita Acharya. Now, by restricting his prasad intake, he was wrenching the hearts of the devotees so that they loved him all the more. So it was a very interesting way in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his love for his devotees. Now, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are some that considered him a human being, or like a human being. And that was based on their love for him. And this is particularly shown in the bags of Raghava. So I have just a bit of a purport that Prabhupada writes from this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita that describes the love that was expressed through prasad by Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti. Because of her natural love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damayanti considered the Lord as an ordinary human being. Therefore, she thought that he would become sick by overeating and that there would be mucus within his abdomen because the Lord is eating so much. She brought all these condiments, pickles, other condiments for help with digestion. There's a whole list of them described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have it here, but I don't know if I'll read it. But why was she doing this? How was she expressing her love? She was expressing her love, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She thought, well, he'd become sick from eating so much, and so therefore I need to prepare some prasadam to address that situation. So Prabhupada says, because of pure love, the devotees of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, Vrajabhumi, love Krishna as an ordinary human being like them. Yet although they consider Krishna one of them, their love for Krishna knew no bounds. Similarly, because of extreme love, devotees like Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti thought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a human being, but their love for him was boundless. By overeating, an ordinary human being becomes prone to a disease called amlapitta, which is a product of indigestion characterized by acidity of the stomach. Damayanti thought that such a condition would afflict Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So she prepared all these kind of foods to help cure the Lord, condiments and pickles, etc. This is the love expressed by Raghava Pandit and Damayanti. These bags were famous, actually. At one point, so many devotees were bringing prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would tell Govinda, his servant, just keep it in the corner there. Just keep it in the corner. And it was piling up there. And all the devotees, out of love, were requesting Govinda constantly, did the Lord take my prasad? How did he like it? And Govinda found himself in a situation where he would have to lie or make some excuse why the prasad, to give an answer to all these devotees who were asking about it. And so his mind was disturbed, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, every day all the devotees are asking me so many things about this prasad, but I find myself in an awkward situation. I have to tell them something, but the prasad is there. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you disturbed in mind? Bring the prasad. And so in one setting, Lord Chaitanya ate all the prasad, including the bags of Raghava. And that way Govinda got peace of mind, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated with the love of all the devotees who had cooked the prasad. So these are some thoughts about the Lord's prasad pastimes and how the devotees express love for the Supreme Lord, forcing him, even though he's the Supreme Lord, they forced him in so many ways. And the Lord reciprocated because he also expressed his love for the devotees in this type of exchange of prasadam. So anything anybody has reflections like to add, or other pastimes described in this regard?
I was thinking Gadadhar Prabhu,
after Nityananda Prabhu left Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him for teaching mission in Bengal. But Nityananda Prabhu sometimes cannot control himself not to see Mahaprabhu. So at one point he just came all the way, walked from Bengal to Puri, but when he came nearby, he didn't want to go to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he knew that Mahaprabhu may not be happy seeing him coming back instead of finishing his mission. But he went to Gadadhar Prabhu's place in Kirchola Gopinath, where Gadadhar Prabhu used to stay. And he, Chaitanya Bhagavat says he had 40 kilo rice and tamarind, leaves and tamarind. And Gadadhar Prabhu cooked so nicely. But they didn't invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. And all of a sudden they realized that Mahaprabhu just ran and came there. He said, how is possible you're not inviting me? It doesn't matter, even if you don't invite, I'm going to eat. And then he sat down. While he was honoring the prasadam, he said to Nityananda Prabhu that the cook must be from Vaikuntha. It's not possible somebody can cook so tasty. It must be from Vaikuntha. Only Lakshmi, Lord's queen, can cook like this. So Gadadhar Prabhu didn't say anything out of shyness. And later on he told to Nityananda Prabhu, what does he think he thinks? He thinks, I don't know who he is. And I am actually allowing him to taste my mood. But he is saying that, oh, the cook must be from Vaikuntha. I know what he is trying to say. But he thinks I don't know. I was very, very intimate, very relished. Mahaprabhu, by force, he was taking those prasadam.
It reminds me also, Sachi Mata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I come every time you cook, I come and take the prasad. And she thought, well, okay. But then one time he showed her by actually taking the prasad off the plate, not leaving it, so that Mother Sachi would be convinced that yes, when she cooks, the Lord comes every time. Yes.
Thank you for your very nice class. I was thinking about a pastime in the 10th canto, Mother Yashoda and Damodara. And they said Krishna likes more than the awe and veneration of his devotees. He likes to be controlled by his devotees. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, that's the whole Damodara Lila. She's chasing him with a stick. She's chasing the Supreme Lord with a stick. And he's enjoying. Not ordinary.
And pastime. Another question, too. This one, Prabhu, what was his name? Morga, the one who was saying that. Chaitanya was eating too much.
Amoga. Oh, Amoga.
Okay, so now do you think that this was a plant that Lord Chaitanya planted him to for all of this to happen?
Well, I don't know what you understand. I don't understand what you mean by plant.
He was criticizing the Lord because he was eating too much. And so the Lord told his devotees that he was right, and he cured him from this disease or something like that. So what I'm saying is, so Lord Chaitanya planted this whole situation to increase his devotees' love.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think in the pastimes of Ramachandra Puri, he drew out that sentiment of the devotees by cutting his eating in half based on the criticisms of Ramachandra Puri. But Amoga, I don't recall, maybe there is a broader discussion of other devotees participating in that lila, other than just his son-in-law having some concerns.
But it seems that way. I've listened to what you were saying, and it seems because they said the devotees were trying to keep him from coming in, and he kept trying to find.
Well, Sarvam Bhattacharya was.
Yeah. So he was able to get in. So and everything is controlled by the Lord. So
yeah, I don't know. Probably, but it's more just that idea of the other devotees getting the mercy of the Lord is more elaborately described in Ramachandrapuri than the Moga situation. Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.